K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Podcast 98. Ben, would you like to say anything to anyone who is currently listening? They've just tuned into our podcast.
We are very close to show 100. Have any expectations on it. That's what I'd say. If you're tuning in, don't have any expectations.
All right. Okay.
Well, I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah. No, fair enough. Fair enough.
What would you like to say to them? Welcome.
Welcome and thank you. We have got a Ripper podcast in store. I'm going to tell you.
Jokes.
Kidding. If somebody is
lost your train of thought.
If somebody's hitting on you, we're going to tell you how to know if they are.
How to know if someone's hitting on you?
Yeah. So there is codes and code words that people use in restaurant settings and behind the bar that mean certain things. So if I say, "Oh mate, you're ugly AF," that's obviously not a code word.
That means it's you're good.
You're
looking,
a really nice
really
person.
Like it. Well, I'm looking forward to that. Also,
code words and what they mean.
Also on the podcast, Andy. Cryptocurrency is a market we're slowly getting into. And I've got a story about someone that has completely blown their fortune.
Looking forward to that. Enjoy. Mate, you and I, we've both worked behind the bar before at pubs. You're at Oppie's.
Oppie's down at Norlane Hotel.
Also did the occasional shift at the Ponds.
I have done a couple of shifts down there.
Same owner. Is it still the same owners?
They are lovely people.
Yes, we love them. Yeah. I worked at the Belmont Hotel. And the weird thing is, getting a job behind a bar, they say, "Do you have any experience pouring beers?"
Yeah.
And it's
no. You can't get experience without experience.
Correct. Mm. I was like, "No, but if you just give me a go, I promise I won't disappoint."
I pick things up really quickly.
I don't. I definitely. No, it's hard pouring a beer. I think for the first 2 to 3 weeks, I was like, I would say to people, "Sorry, it's still my first shift," because I was pouring the worst beers ever.
My little brother worked with me as well. Yeah. So I used to run the TAB, he used to run the bar.
Yeah.
And I, look, to be honest, he poured a better beer than me.
That hurt. Once you've got it, though, I've got it for life now.
Oh, yeah, I could pour a beer, no dramas.
Yeah. And looking back, they were some of the great years in my life working behind a bar.
Some of the more interesting years, definitely.
You meet a lot of cool people. A
lot of great people.
And also some interesting people as well working behind the bar. But I didn't realise, but there's a bartender forum. And someone has revealed on this forum the anonymous code words and signals used behind a bar.
Wow.
Now, did you guys have any codes or signals?
No. No, not really. Just kind of like a look here and there to be like, this is the one.
They're quite attractive or?
Oh, no, as in like, you know, there, that's enough for them.
Oh, we'll cut them off.
Yeah, just give them the eyes.
So apparently these are some of the things and code words that bartenders use, and I've never heard any of this sort of stuff. Things like the number 86 means you're running out of product. Did you ever hear that?
No, we never run out, always stocked up.
No? What about 200 means a customer's waiting?
But how are you saying this? Like, oh, we've got a 200... Yeah. Or are you just like...
Wouldn't you just say, "Hey, go and serve"?
Yeah, hey, there's someone waiting.
Yeah.
Like, how hard is that?
"Hey, we're running out of product. Hey, can you go get some more beers from the fridge? Hey, we've got an 86 on VBs.
Like, already I'm confused. Like, I'm going to say to you, "Hey, mate, we've got a 200. And I'm going to be like...
Hang on, what was 200 again?
What are we missing? What are we running out of? No, someone's waiting.
One that I never heard and still have never heard is a 700. And this refers to an attractive customer.
Yeah, obviously you've never heard that.
Never heard that, which makes sense. I'm more of, whatever.
I'm more of a two. If 700 is attractive, yeah, I'm a two.
I'm a two. Thanks, mate. Also, if you're hearing shoes, that means that someone attractive is in the room.
And, shoes.
And garnish. Hey, check out the garnish on the plate, I guess they might say.
Wow. Never heard any of that.
Mm.
And I mean, to be fair... Like when I'm frequenting like Beeves or something, all I'm hearing is, what? But, so maybe they've got it behind closed doors. But
maybe we're not hearing it because we're just dogs. Maybe just because we're ugly.
Morning, Andy.
Serious tone.
It is a serious tone because I genuinely think this is the biggest mistake in human history.
Massive
human history.
There have been some big mistakes though.
What do you mean?
Wow, I'm sure there would be.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay, let's not get dark about it.
Yeah.
Far out. An American man, a Florida man, Lazalo. Laszlo, probably. Laszlo.
As a parent, who is naming their child Laszlo?
L-A-S-Z-L-O. Laszlo Hanyecz. You know the name?
No.
You're about to. Laszlo Hanyecz, at the time in 2010, thought he was doing or getting away with what would be deemed as a bit of a cheeky swap. Mm-hmm. Bit of a cheeky swap.
Yep.
Because back in 2010, Bitcoin was worthless.
Oh, yes. Good. Now we love a bit of cryptocurrency chat.
Do you know about this?
No, I haven't heard about it.
So back in 2010...
he would have been laughed at for buying Bitcoin. What's cryptocurrency? Well, guys, you should be getting on it. Oh, you're an idiot.
He had 100,000 Bitcoins in 2010.
He did not.
He did.
Oh.
And at the time, it was a bit of a hobby. You know, just rather than a serious financial project, he kind of just like, oh, a bit of crypto.
Yeah.
Like, this is where the world's going.
Love it.
He then came across a deal that he struck up with a local pizzeria where if you make the pizza, bring it to my house, I'll exchange for Bitcoins.
Right.
So at the time, he paid $10,000 per pizza of Bitcoin. So that was worth about $41.
Yep.
So they were like, oh, well, it's overs what we're asking for the pizza.
And they're getting a Bitcoin.
Pay 40, and they're getting a Bitcoin. Oh. So they're getting something that's a bit unknown.
Yep.
But it's $41 worth of unknown.
Yep.
So they're like, whatever, you know. Now, when you do the conversions.
It's now worth, I think it was at 48,000, 49,000 the other day.
If he'd held on to his Bitcoins.
Oh, no.
$5 billion.
And he's throwing it around for a pizza. He's literally paying $50,000 for a pizza.
I've been called fat before.
Multiple times.
But I mean, hey, Laszlo, didn't you have $5 billion worth of Bitcoin? Traded it for pizza.
Oh, you would have got a lot of pizza for it then. How many pizzas did you get?
Just two large and they threw in a garlic bread. Andy, I thought we could play a bit of a game here. We've been trying as a K-Rock family to get together for a little while.
We've got a group chat on Facebook Messenger.
Yep.
And everyone's got a busy schedule. There's, six, seven of us.
And there's, you know, weekend work, obviously through the week, they're on, we're off, all that sort of stuff. So it's really hard to organise.
Yeah.
But I just thought, you know, we've been here a while and I wanted to get your opinion of, them.
Really quickly, when the group catch-up stuff starts to pop up on Messenger, what are you like? Are you really advocating for a group catch-up?
When the group chat comes up, I'm a watcher. I like to see where everyone sits.
Yeah. And then do you think there's more one person really pushing the catch-up than anyone else?
Nah.
You don't reckon?
Nah, I think we all want it.
Yeah, of course we do. All right, so what's your game?
So the game is, I'm going to give you I've got five scenarios here, like who is most likely to do certain things.
Yep.
And I want to get your opinion. So we've got you and me.
Yep.
Obviously, we're in this.
Yep.
We've got Tom and Loggy.
On the brekkie.
We got Josh and Herbie.
Yep.
And we got Fig.
Love it. Workdays.
Workdays gets it done.
Fantastic.
So I'm going to ask you, and then we're both going to reveal on three who we think that person would be.
There's obviously no right or wrong answer, is
there? No, it's just our opinion.
All right. Love it.
All right. First one. Of that group of people, who is most likely to get lost?
All right.
On the count of three. One, two, three.
Josh.
Andy. I said you.
What? I think I'm pretty good with navigation and things like that.
I think you're an idiot.
That's fair. I am an idiot. But when it comes to navigating, I think I'm pretty clued.
See, I think it comes back to Lost Andy.
Yeah, okay.
And I think that's where it came from, where when you get on the beers, you just become a lost human.
I once had to pay a bill in Gerringhap Street, but I typed in the suburb Gerringhap, and I was heading out past Ballarat, and I was like, where am I going?
Oh, my God. All right, number two.
Yeah.
Who's most likely to become a celebrity? One, two, three.
Loggy.
Herbie. Ooh,
so
okay.
I went Loggy because she's heavy on TikTok.
Yeah, nice. I went Herbie because she's just loud.
Yeah.
Like a loud person grabs your attention.
You could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Number three. Who's most likely to skydive? One, two, three. Fig.
Andy.
Ooh.
I reckon I would go skydiving.
Okay.
Because
it wasn't a game that I think you could pick yourself.
Oh.
I mean, that's great. If you think you'd skydive?
I would skydive, and especially like if there's anything that K-Rock want to do, or hot air ballooning for that matter.
Yeah.
I'm happy to put my hand up for a free skydive. And I'm
not. I'm not.
You would come along.
No.
We could do the tandem and I'd strap you to my chest.
No.
And we'd jump out of the plane together.
Number four, who's most likely to have an embarrassing tattoo? One, two, three.
Tom. Because Tom's...
Or you just know it.
He's got a lot of tattoos.
I reckon he'd have an embarrassing one. He just looks the type.
I feel like he doesn't share his tattoos, though.
And that's why.
You reckon he's got one or two embarrassing
100%. Good. It. I'm glad we got one together.
Yeah, all right.
And then the last one I had. Who is most likely to marry their dog?
Yep.
One, two, three.
Andy.
Loggy.
See, now that's weird that you didn't pick me. Because
see,
I showed you a photo this morning of Wags and I sleeping together.
Also, the game was about our opinions of the other people, and you've chosen yourself twice.
I'm pretty...
Get out of your own head.
Who's the most self-centered one? Three, two, one.
Andy.
Benny, I feel a little bit sorry for the AFL. They've been put through absolute turmoil because of COVID-19.
Well, I don't really feel sorry for them.
Like the players, they go into their hubs. They're away from their family for, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks. Last year was crazy for them.
You haven't paid $500,000 to go on a holiday for 6 weeks. I don't think I feel sorry for them.
When you put it that way, it is quite nice.
Like, I'm not. That's not me saying it's not tough.
Yeah.
I mean, you're away from your family. It would be awful.
Mm.
But you're getting compensated.
Yeah.
Like, you've got a bit of cash.
Some of the hub life, it does look quite nice.
And, like, when you say you're away from your family, you're in the next state. Like, you're not on the other side of Europe, like a tennis player or something like that, by yourself. I think of Ash Barty.
Yeah.
Went over there, 2 weeks quarantine by herself, and then gets injured.
That would suck.
Tough.
Obviously, with this sort of new COVID that we've had in Victoria, it's sort of thrown the AFL fixture on its head. So players have had to go interstate and travel and things like that. And one of the big games that had to get moved was Adelaide Collingwood.
Yeah.
That was meant to be...
When you say one of the big games...
Well, it was one of the games... One of the games that had to be moved. Now, it got moved to Adelaide, and it was meant to be at the MCG.
Mm.
And the chief public health officer came out with some advice for people who were going to watch the game. Have a listen to this.
If you are at Adelaide Oval and the ball comes towards you, my advice to you is to duck and just do not touch that ball.
Now, that has been going viral on the socials because she's saying, if the ball's kicked at you, get out of the way.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Do not touch it.
And look, by her own admission, she says that she hasn't been to the footy that much. She doesn't go to the footy. She's not really a footy watcher. So she thought she was just giving some helpful advice.
The players are getting tested for COVID, though, before playing.
But also, when you're at the footy and you're sitting behind the goals, like, you are diving for that footy. Everyone wants to touch
Absolutely
it.
You are.
Everyone wants to show off their skills to the TV and go, hey, look at me go.
What was that advice again? Hang on.
If you are at Adelaide Oval and the ball comes towards you, my advice to you is to duck and just do not touch that ball.
When you were playing under 13s against Patrick Dangerfield, was that your advice that you took on board? Get out of the way of the ball?
Well, I just got really scared. I just started ducking and crying. That's why I don't play anymore.
Benny, nightlife, it's back. We can now go out, obviously with COVID. We couldn't go out dancing and going to nightclubs and things like that.
To be fair, I couldn't go out dancing before COVID.
No, nor could I. I'd give it a crack.
I wiggled.
What's your go-to dance move when you're on the dance floor at Lammy's?
Do you know what it is? It's like, I would describe it as rolling the dice. Like this.
Yeah, all right. So you just, I'm more of just a hand, one hand in the air and a bit of a hip mover.
Yeah, and we understand that this isn't a visual platform, but we can describe it to you.
Because it's so bad.
It's terrible.
It is really bad.
We would stick out like sore thumbs.
I think we stick out like sore thumbs anyway, because sort of the people that are going out are sort of that 18 to 20 mark.
Yeah, and you're 30.
We're nearly 30.
You're 30. We're nearly 30. You are 30.
You're 30 next month.
What helps me is when you know the song.
Oh, yeah. Sing along a little bit.
Sing along to the words. Yeah. Whereas these kids, their music these days, it's really hard to sing to it.
But I guess, obviously, when we were younger, you'd sometimes wake up and not...
When you were younger. I'm still in my 20s.
No. But you would have suffered from this, waking up and not really remember what happened. Because you may have had one or two drinks too many.
I still do that.
And
I have a couple of bottles of...
No.
I have a red or two.
Yeah.
And I wake up and I'm like, what happened last night?
Yeah. And you go through your phone and think, oh, did I do that? Well, Benny, you'll be pleased to know there is a nightclub in the UK that is revolutionising the game.
Can I guess?
Go on, have a guess.
Their walls are so thick that there's no phone reception.
No, no.
That would be great. Better than that. You cannot send messages.
Nightclub in the UK called Attic. What you can do is hire a GoPro and a harness. You wear it around your body all night.
Oh, no.
And then at the end of the night, you give it back to them. You get all the footage from the night. So if you're at the nightclub for 3 hours, you can download the 3 hours of footage. Or for an additional fee, you can pay them and they give you a highlights reel of your night.
And they cut it together
for
you.
They cut it together.
Do you know what's... So we've been out once where someone had a GoPro. I don't know if you remember this.
Oh, they had it like a GoPro harness on.
Yeah, we were down at the Barwon Club. And it wasn't a group. It wasn't a friend of ours. Mm. But it was someone at the Barwon Club that was doing it. And the pests that we were, and I imagine this is what would happen, is that people just get in front of the camera and just give their, woo, like, oh, hey, it's me. Like,
yeah.
We don't want it, like, your highlights package would just be a bunch of people going, hey, hey, hey.
And then sometimes, you know, like if you've had a couple of drinks and you sort of regret maybe dancing with someone on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Would you want to relive that in your highlights when you watch it back being like, oh, was I dancing with them?
Yeah, if I remember correctly, there'd be a few reels of getting rejected over and over again as well.
Benny, before we finish the podcast for today, we need to do this.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
And isn't it funny how, as humanity has done this, we kind of put values on things.
Oh.
Like, we... And I've got nothing against Apple at all. I'm an avid Apple user.
I wear Apple through and through.
But AirPods can be like $250.
Crazy.
But when you got caught out on an Apple-inspired
AirPods,
that $35.
Yeah.
How can there be such a stark difference in the same product?
Quality. Because I was getting electrocuted whilst running on the treadmill because of the sweat.
But it made you run quicker.
No, it didn't. And the actual volume wasn't loud.
But also, like, you know, apples are $2, bananas are $3. Like, who makes that decision?
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, I've always wanted to have a country called Sunderland.
Sunderland, you paint smiles. Yeah.
No figure at all.
But you would still have to give a good smile for something that's expensive.
Absolutely.
So you're putting that figure on.
You decide, though. You decide how much it's worth.
So could someone that doesn't smile go to Sunderland?
Yeah, it'd be hard to buy stuff, though. Maybe they pay in hugs. Who knows? Anyway, like and subscribe to the podcast. We are getting close to that big hundo. And who knows? Something cool might be happening. Something.
Doubt it.
Yeah. See ya.
Get me out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.